When 34 first-year graduate students at Duke University's Business School took their final exams in March, they made a big mistake. They cheated and were caught. Officials call it the most widespread episode of cheating in the business school's history. 9 students now face expulsion. 15 were suspended for a year and received an F in the course. 1 received an F on the exam, and 4 were exonerated. The students may appeal to the judicial board and can attend classes while they wait for a final decision, which is expected over the next month. Cheating is not an aberration. National surveys suggest it is widespread among graduate students. Last September, Rutgers University professor Donald McCabe released one of those surveys. 5,300 students at 54 universities took part, and he joins us from the studios of WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. Welcome to the program, Professor.
Thank you. Good morning.
Your survey came out before this recent episode at Duke, but what did your results show?
Well, the results just confirm something we've suspected all along. I've done a lot of work with undergraduates over the years, and consistently business students and occasionally engineering students rise to the top in terms of the highest levels of self-reported cheating. And this survey, we decided to break out the graduate students, including a large number of MBA students. And as suspected, the MBA students rose to the top in terms of the highest level of self-reported cheating.
You say self-reported. So how accurately do you think your numbers reflect what's really going on?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think they probably understate what's really going on, especially when you look at the more egregious offenses. You know, think about it. If you're sitting down and filling out a survey and you've bought a term paper from a term paper mill or something, you're probably not too anxious to admit that, even to yourself perhaps, but it's certainly to some guy sitting in Newark, New Jersey doing a survey.
Hmm. Do you think there's a particular field of study that tends to have a higher prevalence of cheating?
Interestingly, when we do my surveys, there's 3 groups that students in general single out for particular attention. Athletes, members of fraternities and sororities, and students majoring in business.
Fraternity students and sorority students, is there a group mentality there? I mean, and athletes too.
Well, I think one develops. I think what happens is, particularly in the case of fraternities and sororities, you know, you got to help your brother, you got to help your sister out, you know, so bring back a copy of the paper that you submitted you got an A on, and they create these files. I think also in a case of both athletes and fraternities and sororities, a big issue is time management. In many Division I schools, you know, we make certain concessions to athletes to let them in when they may not be quite as well qualified as some other students. Then we give them the equivalent of a full-time job, and then we expect them to perform normally in the classroom. It's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Business.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why do they cheat?
I think there's 2 things going on. I think number one is the nature of testing. If you're working on a finance or an accounting problem, there is a right answer. And if you can glance at the paper of the student next to you and see what that information is, that's a pretty high payoff for a quick glance. In contrast, if I'm taking a history exam and writing an essay and I look at the paper next to me, I might see a few words, which really isn't going to help me very much. Over and above that, there's no question that the attitude that business students expressed to us in our surveys is, you know, I'm just learning a skill that's going to serve me well when I'm out there in the profession. It's less important how you get the job done as long as you do get it done. So that bottom line mentality.
Do you think that cheating actually continues outside the education system? Can you trace it?
We've tried to trace it. We did a survey. I say we. There's a woman at Penn State by the name of Linda Trevino who's done a lot of this work with me. And we did a survey of alumni. Our interest was in the power of honor codes, which is one of the things we've looked at over the years. And certainly those students, now alumni, who were out 5, 15, and 25 years respectively, self-reported a reasonable number of transgressions in the real world.
Do you think the nature of cheating has changed over the years? For example, has new technology contributed to it?
I happen to be in a minority when I suggest that I don't think new technology has necessarily led to a dramatic increase in the number of cheaters. It certainly has led to some increase. There's no question that technology, the internet, is just so convenient, in particular, all the information is readily available.
Are any universities or teachers, for example, banning BlackBerries from their classroom?
No, you know, there's a recent flurry of activity to ban iPods, and I don't see any reason why you wouldn't ban an iPod. Certainly, I don't understand why a student would need an iPod during an exam, but I'm not aware of BlackBerry specifically being banned. Mm-hmm.
How often is cheating really penalized?
Not as often as it should be, in my opinion, and that's in large measure because often it's not observed. One of the real big problems is if, you know, at the faculty level, faculty members, first of all, don't want to believe that somebody would cheat in your course. At least many faculty don't want to. If they see something that's suspicious right away, their first reaction is, well, you know, I'm not sure if that student cheated or not, and I certainly wouldn't be able to prove it if I took it to a hearing, so the best thing for me is not to do anything. So very little comes forward to the hearing boards. Then you have many hearing boards. I don't want to say they're lenient, but certainly will give students the benefit of the doubt in many cases. So there may be indeed cases where we're erring on the side of letting a guilty student off. So when you factor all of those things through, a very small percentage of the cheating actually gets punished.
Hmm. Do you think discipline would actually curb the problem?
I don't think there's any question that it would help, but having said that, I don't favor approaches that go after stronger discipline. I favor approaches that try to promote integrity, which I think is what honor codes do in many cases. They get students to understand why integrity is important, why as a member of this community it's important that they exercise some self-responsibility.
Donald McCabe is a professor of management and global business at Rutgers University. Thanks a lot for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.